Just 2 weeks into President Donald Trump's first term, and Hawaii wasted no time in suing the administration for the first version of the travel ban. Here's State Attorney General Doug Chin.
It rocked the entire nation. I mean, you just had people protesting all around the country, including at the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport. It was referring to an entire group of people as terrorists or as dangers to national security simply based upon the country that they came from or by implication the religion that they were practicing. That just goes totally against Hawaii's values and what it stands for.
Chin, who is now running for Congress, has thrown the state's support behind another six federal lawsuits against the Trump administration's policies. This comes as no surprise for a heavily Democratic state to challenge a Republican administration's policies. Visiting law professor Kelly Testy says there's more to it than different political ideologies.
It's still early, obviously, year one, but things are moving at a really rapid pace. And there have been many things to give concern about President Trump's respect for democracy and the rule of law. There are a lot of concerns that we're moving in a direction of too much executive power.
Chin shares that concern, citing recent arguments the administration made in defense of the third version of the travel ban, saying the president's order trumps any court decision.
That is essentially what they were saying, is that if the president issues something, that's unreviewable. And we were stunned. I don't know how else to describe that, but that sounds like a dictatorship.
Without the rule of law, we're in trouble, in my view.
But Testy is confident the strong system of checks and balances will guard against executive abuse, and that public awareness of the rule of law in our constitutional democracy is key.
We've decided here to be governed by law. And that means that everyone needs to understand that that comes first. And we may have disagreements about what the law should be or disagreements about policy or how to use it, but that fundamental respect for the rule of law is really critical for our democracy.
As we enter year two of the Trump presidency, Chin says it's community activism that is going to provide the biggest check on executive power.
I feel inspired by that. That encourages me just to see how many of all of us in Hawaii have been activated, woken up, by what we've seen happen.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.